Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Chatty Podcast with me, T. I'm enjoying the podcast. I feel like we're on a little roll. I've got the TikTok in. But yeah, today's setup of the podcast was really stressful because I just burnt myself. I just like put my tea here and I had the thing, the like cap off, and I leant and it spilled all over my leg. So if you see a stain here, which I don't think you can see, but that's my tea, so ignore that. And then I realized my laptop was dead and I kind of need my laptop today just for some little facts, and also it's got like a train of thought on it just in case I get lost, because I liked my train of thought likes to get lost quite a lot. I've been doing some research on the Blue Yeti settings, so I think the sound should be better today, hopefully. And apparently you need to speak into this bit, not this bit, so yeah. And yeah, let's just get straight into it. I've got lots of thoughts today. The world, there's lots going on in the world, there's lots going on in my life, so I'm just going to talk about it. If it's a bit disjointed, my brain's disjointed, so welcome to my inner monologue. I want to start off with how I feel about employment right now. Again, main theme of this podcast, employment. I feel disheartened. I just feel a bit crap. Like, I've been applying to jobs, I've just not heard anything back, and I know it's just a long process and there's so many people all going for the same jobs. There's really limited space on these jobs, but whatever, but it is just a bit disheartening. It is a bit crap. So that's how I feel about that. And I'm genuinely serious about getting a retail job now. I've been looking. I think I'm going to apply for some, just so I can have some money over Christmas and keep myself busy. Like I said before, I like to be quite busy and I don't like feeling like a bum. So I just feel like at least I'll be doing something. And I mean, I am doing things, but at least I'll be earning money. Oh, look at me getting sucked straight in to the earning. I need money, so I need to be miserable. But I feel like if I do 3 days a week, it will keep me busy, which will make me happy and feel productive. And I'll still have loads of time to do things I'm passionate about and work towards my career. Although, low-key, it is going to make me a bit miserable for money. So, have I been sucked into the rat race that I tried to avoid in episode one? Yes. But is that the real world? Yes. Am I fuming about it? Yes, I am. But I don't know what we can do about it, guys. It's a system. This is another thing I want to talk about the world, because obviously the whole US election results are just devastating, to be honest. But I was just thinking, like, we've made up all these systems. We are born in a world as animals, like, with the animals, we are born in this world. We have made up all these structures and all these systems like it's a game, like, we've created all these rules. And I just don't understand why we've decided that women must be the victim of these rules. I don't understand how all these people can have mothers and daughters and sisters and look at women and think, yeah, I want to make your life live in hell. I don't understand also why... We're getting straight into it, guys. I also don't understand how someone can... A man... When I see all these protests outside abortion clinics, the people being interviewed that are, like, pro-life are always men. They're always men, and I would just love to know, I would really like to know why they care so much, because men can go around impregnating all the women they want in the world and leave. They can run away. You can wear protection. Still, sometimes one of those little guys can slip through and you've impregnated a woman. that woman has to bear the consequences of that. And you can run off, but you want to tell a woman that due to, it could be from rape, it could be from incest, it could be from just an accident or contraception not working. It could be for so many reasons. And you're going to tell a woman a man can leave and have no consequence and just F off, but a woman, sorry, you need to put your body through hell, damage your mental health, and that's better. I just don't see this as pro-life. I don't think this is pro-life. I think you're anti-life because you don't care about the lives of these mothers. You don't care about the lives of these children that are being born to mothers who didn't want them, because a mother's bad mental health has such damaging effects on the baby as well. It's not just on the mum. And what if this mother gets depression due to this situation that she's been forced to be in, and then she kills herself? By letting her have the abortion and killing whatever life you think is in there at 6 weeks, you've killed a mother in the process. So, and then when that baby grows up knowing that his mum killed herself because she didn't want to be a mum and she was forced into the situation, how do you think that baby's gonna feel, and how do you think that person's life is gonna be? All these people that are pro-life, I don't actually think you're thinking about life. I don't think you're thinking about quality of life. I think you're just thinking, I don't know what you're thinking. I can't understand it. I literally can't understand it. And if we tell men that if you're going to govern our bodies, then fine, why don't you all have mandatory vasectomies, and when you're ready to have kids you can get them undone? No, you can't tell us what to do with our bodies. We're taking away our human rights. Exactly, you are taking away our human rights. It's just crazy. And I get it's in America, it's very far away from where I am now. But is it? No. If people in America can think this is alright and the norm, people here can bloody well think it. And enough people can think it that it could happen here. And I'm not having my daughter being born in a world where she has less rights than her mother had. We're going backwards so far. And it's terrifying. Actually made me really upset yesterday. I honestly did nearly cry a bit, because it's just disgusting. And then, like, when you see what's happening to women in Afghanistan, they're completely voiceless. We are living in The Handmaid's Tale. Dystopian novels and dystopia that once seemed really far away are not. They're not far away. They are what we're living in. And I wrote my dissertation basically about how dystopias are like a mapping of future alternatives, and they serve as like a warning to society of where we're headed, because dystopias stem from an idea of society. For example, I wrote my dissertation on comparing reality television to The Hunger Games. Like, The Hunger Games is a form of reality television in this dystopian world, and it's a really extremist level of reality television. But Suzanne Collins had an idea from somewhere. She looked at our society and saw something in it that created the idea of The Hunger Games, and that should be scary enough. If our society can prompt narratives as scary as The Handmaid's Tale or The Hunger Games, we should assume that humans aren't too far away from bringing these concepts into fruition. I think human beings are dark people. Like, we're dark animals. And no, I'm not saying everyone is, but like the Holocaust, like that happened. If that was written as a dystopian novel now, if that didn't happen in the past, people would say there's no way that could happen. There's no way people could do that to people. But it did happen. And I think all these people who are so adamant to govern women's bodies, I would really urge you to just look at your mums, your sisters, your daughters, and really understand what you're taking away from them. Just because we were born with a womb and the ability to reproduce doesn't mean we all want to. It doesn't. I mean, I would love to have a family one day. It's my dream to be a mum. But, not my dream. Well, yeah, it's definitely one of my dreams to be a mum. But how scary to know that if I was in America and I accidentally got pregnant, that's it. That's my life chosen for me. even if it was a complete accident, even if everyone did what they were things they were supposed to do to avoid making a baby, that's it. What are you supposed to do? It's a scary, scary world. And I did a little bit of research on the effect of poor mother's mental health on babies. And it's horrendous. Like, let's start. They can have attachment issues. Mental health problems can make it difficult for a mother to bond with her baby, which can affect the baby's ability to develop a secure attachment going forward in life. And as a baby, how's that fair on the baby? Because the baby didn't ask to be born. It was forced into this world and into a situation that isn't ready for a baby, but you took away the choice for there to be a better world for that little baby. Development. Untreated mental health problems can lead to adverse birth outcomes, cognitive, behavioural and physiomotor issues, and developmental delays. Mother's mental health can affect the baby like that. But again, we still don't care because you're pro-life. Not quality of life, just any living cell. School readiness. Developmental delays can lead to lower school readiness and poor school performance. So then how's that? If that kid then does consistently bad in school, and then we have a self-fulfilling prophecy of they turn to gangs because they can't see any other means of money or supporting themselves, and then that kid dies. Are you still pro-life? Social outcomes. Children who experience prolonged exposure to a mother with mental health problems may have poor social outcomes, including less social acceptance and difficulty forming friendships. So now this kid who is struggling in school and has a mother with poor mental health also has no friends. But again, you're pro-life, so it's fine because the quality of life doesn't matter. And if that kid dies out of the womb, you think you saved it because it was born into a bad situation, but you think that's the right way to go. I just don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me. And it doesn't make any sense to me that so many people can be pro-life. Am I saying it right? Pro-life. Yeah, pro-life, pro-choice. I don't get it. So that's my first ick. I don't know how we got into that. I think it got into the fact that we've created a world. Yeah, exactly. We have created a world and made up all these systems. We've made it up. They don't exist. Money didn't exist before we made it up. People used to trade for things and I need an egg, you can have some milk. Or do you know what I mean? But we've made it up. We're playing Monopoly in real life, and the people who are at the top of the board are just destroying lives, and they don't even care. So that was my first irk. And today I'm just gonna look on my little list of things of what I want to talk about, because there's lots of things that have happened today I want to talk about, because I feel like it kind of feels shit to be a woman right now. I don't know why it's making me sad, but it is really sad. It is really sad. But yeah, so the world feels pretty shit to be a woman right now. So I want to talk about why I love being a girl so much, because I actually do, and I wouldn't swap it. I wouldn't like to be a man. Maybe for a day. If you were a man for a day, what would you do? The first thing I would do is go for a wee. I just don't understand how they can just pee standing up. Well, I do understand how, but like, amazing. You can just pee everywhere. So I'd go for a wee, a wild wee, an outside wee. In Jumanji, when the new Jumanji, when the girl in Jack Black's body goes for a wee, that'd be me. But yeah, so I'm gonna talk about why I love being a girl, because I do love being a girl. I love being a girl because girls are amazing. Girls are so supportive, and I know there's this whole thing of women tearing down women, but generally, I do feel like the community we have created as girls is really nice. I love being a girl. I love being in a girl's toilet, and girls compliment you left, right and centre. girls stop me when I'm out raving and they compliment me and I do the same to them, and having a good group of girls.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And a good friendship group is the most special thing in the world. Like, it's amazing to have a boyfriend and have that person in your life that's like your partner in life. But to have a group of girls that are your girls, they're your friends, is amazing. They've been with you since before you met your boyfriend, and they will always be there for you, and one day you can all go to each other's weddings, and you just feel so supported and held by these networks that we have created as women. And I feel women have really poured their hearts into creating networks of strong women, even online. And we have our stupid girly things. We like how, I'm being really stereotypical here, but obviously not all girls like these, but we like our silly things. We like our Stanley water cups and a face mask and getting a Starbucks, spending like a little bit of money on a Starbucks. I mean, it's not a little bit of money, but, and we wear Uggs, and we all have these things in common. And you know, you see, if I see a girl out in her Uggs with a Starbucks, and I just think, yeah, you go, girl. You're probably having a nice, you might even not be having a nice, lovely day, but you are taking the time to look after yourself. And I think we take the time to look after ourselves. We check in with each other. I always say to my friends, how are you doing? How are you really doing? I can cry my eyes out to my friends. I can tell them anything. I know they're not going to judge me. And men don't have that. I don't think men could cry and pour their all their actual feelings out to their friends and think they're not going to judge them. I'm sure their friends wouldn't actually judge them if they're actual friends, but I think men have this guard up and this wall where they can't talk freely. They don't have a network, or they haven't created a system of support and happiness. I think men rely on their girlfriends and their wives for that. And that's another thing that women take on as the womanly figure in a man's life. And there's so much things with men's mental health, but have men put the energy into creating systems and things that support them? No. We've actually created systems to tell men that they shouldn't be emotional. But who created these systems? Men. Just saying. Men are complaining about systems that they've made up. You've made up this game that we all play now. So make up some new systems, support yourselves, and do you know what I mean? Am I making sense? I hope I'm making sense. But yeah, I just love being a girl. I actually saw my friends Wednesday, my uni girls, and we were all saying that we are all so glad that we have left uni with this little group. I love them to pieces. Evie, Megan and Lottie, I love you girls. I've got more friends from uni. I don't want them to think I'm not addressing them, but that's my little group. I love it. But yeah, I met up with my uni girls on Wednesday, and we just had the nicest time. And it's really sad that we can't spend more time together now, because obviously we're used to being in uni together. And I lived with Lottie. Evie was my neighbour. Megan was on my course, and I danced with her, so I saw her all the time. And now we see each other like once a month for 4 hours, but it's such a special time, and I just love them so much. They are the best girls ever. And it just made me so happy. And I came home to my boyfriend and I was like, I just love my friends so much. We all went round one by one, vented what's been going wrong, what's been going well, why we've been having mini mental breakdowns recently. And we just offloaded and shared and gave each other advice, and we made each other feel better. And it's amazing to have a group of girls that I can do that with. And I think if I was a man, I wouldn't have that. And so I really don't take that for granted, and I love being a girl. I do. And I also love being a girl. Because I love pretty privilege. Sorry. Obviously, this applies more when you're single. But if men are going to create all these systems and over-sexualize women, and I just got a really nice text from my boyfriend. He is the best. He's a good man. I mean, that's it. I'm not man-hating at all. I'm talking very generally. There are amazing men in the world. My dad is the most amazing man ever. My boyfriend is the most amazing man ever. My sister's boyfriends are amazing. My friend's boyfriends are amazing. I know so many amazing men. But I'm just talking about men in the whole general terms. Where was I? Yeah. Pretty privilege. Use it. If the world has been built against us girly pops, use the bits that happen to work to our advantage. To your advantage. Why not? If men get these natural, someone might naturally talk to a man better than he speaks to a woman. If that's going to happen and people are going to subconsciously talk to men better than they talk to you, why wouldn't you sometimes just use your pretty privilege? You know? Get to the front of that queue. Get your free drink. If you're single, obviously. Even if you're not single, I mean, not for me, but you know, use that pretty privilege. We've got to take our small wins. You know what I mean? We've got to do it. And yeah, I have a little story time that of why I love being a girl as well, and of example of why the girl community is just the best. So I went to Boomtown with a full group of boys. I went to Boomtown with my boyfriend and his friends, and then my boyfriend and I sort of have friends that we've met raving, and they were camping near us as well, and they were all boys. So it was like me and like 10 boys in Boomtown. And so every time I needed the toilet, obviously all the boys can just go in the urinal and I have to queue for the big long toilet. So it's effort when I need a wee. God, the birds are being very noisy today. And we were all in the woods bit. If you've been to Boomtown, we were in Hidden Woods, I think. The one at the bottom, not the one at the top. And I needed a wee. And I was like, don't worry, guys, I'll just go on my own because it's a long thing. One of you would just have to stand and wait with me and it's just annoying. So I was like, I'm going to go wee. But I come out and they've blocked off. They've made it like one way, so you can only come in one way and out the other way. And I'd like memorised where they were in the crowd based on where I walked out, and I just knew if I came in the other way, I would have just never found them. And I was like, crap, if I leave now, I'm never finding them again. Like, it's Boomtown, there's no signal. And all the boys, I see so many boys peeing up against the side of the wall, like, everywhere. So many boys. And I was thinking, I can't do that, I can't just squat wee where I am right now. So, what did I do? I looked to see if there was any bushes. And lo and behold, I see some girls going into said bushes. So I run over to them and I'm like, and they're like, sorry, we're just weeing. And I was like, I know. I was like, girls, I'm really sorry, but can I wee with you? Because they were like, one of them was weeing and the other two were like, stood in front of her blocking off so no one could see. And I was like, oh, girls, I'm really sorry. Can I wee with you? I said, I'm the only girl in my group and I can't, like, can I wee with you so that no one can see me wee? They were like, yeah, of course we can. And they all stood there and waited. They didn't know me. They probably wanted to get on with their rave. They all stood there, human wall, whilst I weed in the bushes. We had a giggle. And then we went our separate ways. I love girls. They knew in that moment, this girl needs us. I got you. Another example is when I was at a festival once, period. Unexpected. I have a coil, so I'm not really supposed to have them, so I don't really come prepared. And I just walked around in the campsite. Girls, anyone got any tampons? I got so many tampons. Girls were like, yeah, oh my god, what do you need? Which kind do you need? Do you need pads? Blah blah blah. Great. Just girls so willing to help girls. There's been an instance in a rave where a girl has said, does anyone have a hairband? Or someone came up to me like, do you have a spare hairband?
And I always put like 3 hairbands in my ponytail because I've got long hair. It takes a lot of hairbands to keep it there. And I was like, yeah, wait, hold on. I've got 3 in my hair right now. I probably don't need 3. And I just gave her one of my hairbands out of my hair. Girls supporting girls. It is good to be a girl. And I think we need to remember these gems of girlhood when the world seems really shit for women. And yeah, I think we all need to not shut up about it, because I don't want our rights to be taken away from us. So I'm not gonna shut up about that. I don't think any of us should. Additionally, it's hard to be a woman. It is really hard. Like, you get told, you're just constantly, from the dawn of time, you haven't really been an active member of creating this game. We've just been told things. This is the way things are going to be. This is what you have to be like. You have to be skinny, but you can't be too skinny. You have to stand up for yourself, but you can't be too bossy. Otherwise, people think you're a bitch. You have to be kind of quiet, but not too quiet that you're boring. There's so many things, and nothing's ever right. Like, even the other day, my boyfriend and I were talking about witches and wizards, and he was saying a wizard sounds so much cooler than a witch. A witch sounds evil, like an evil witch, and a wizard sounds like cool and mystical. But like, really, a witch is just a female version of a wizard. But why is the female one so negative? As well, there's so much internalised misogyny in the world. Even women, even I'm guilty of internalised misogyny. Like, even I think I can look at a girl sometimes who's dressed a bit, like, provocatively, and in my head think not nice things about her. But it really is just what she's wearing. And it really just is because men have over-sexualised the female body so much. We haven't sexualised their bodies nowhere near as much as they sexualized ours. If a man takes his top off, no one's thinking he's a whore. No one. If a girl has her shoulders out, men are looking at her. I get beeped at walking down the street in a tracksuit. Yeah. Rant over, I think. Not really. It's not really over, but what can we do? We can talk and not shut up about it. That's what we can do. Women might get called all sorts of bad names for being loud or judged, and men might not like that we're not being these little obedient little lambs anymore, but we're not meant to be. We're men and women born into the world, and for some reason, men decided that they were going to be the ones to make the rules. And because we have to spend so much time growing a human inside of us, pushing that human out and then looking after it, and we were occupied doing that, they decided to just snap up the rules and say they were in charge. We really shouldn't. It just doesn't make any sense. It's so frustrating. It's just so frustrating. There's so, and oh, that's what I was talking about. So going back to internalised misogyny, I don't think men realise how much internalised misogyny they have, even if they believe men and women should be equal, because it's so ingrained in society and it goes back since the dawn of time. And because the system isn't against men, that I don't think they've ever had to think about it. From our point of view, or I don't think men have had to feel what it feels like to be judged so quickly and heavily forever, or be just seen as these baby making machines. With women do a lot without it being, I don't think enough value is put on what they do. So yeah, that's all I've got to say for today. I think I have very sad feelings on the world. Hopefully I'll get a job soon. And yeah, I didn't talk about my tea of the week today. Today we've got a lemon and ginger tea with honey in it, but I spilled it all over me, so I'm a bit bitter about it. And yes, I'm about to go have a lovely day with my friend, not day, like a little hour catch up with my friend Livy, because I haven't seen her in a while.
And I'm seeing my friend Georgia on Sunday, and I just love my girls. And I love being a girl. And girls, let's not forget the joys of girlhood. We've got this. So yes. Love you all. Bye.